38. Over.
Key listing.
Could you sell for Restable?
Full lot, it's Wednesday. And got a bunch of meetings to attend online today.
Most important factor, it's cold.
Yeah. And I'm in the house where it's nice and warm, too. So, you know, I didn't lose anything outside I had to go find. I gotta run out a little bit later, run by the grocery store for a few minutes, and come back, and then choir rehearsal tonight. Other than that, I'm gonna be here all day.
You go, hey, did you talk to a young man named Mark last night? For CKK, I think it is.
I wasn't on the radio very much last night. I was doing a bunch of different things. In fact, I turned my radio on and I didn't check into any of the nets I usually check into, so I didn't check into anything last night, so I wasn't on the air. Basically, I had the radio turned on but turned down and not even on it last night.
Oh, okay. Well, he mistook me for somebody else's and said that, you know, they were into music and big in the church and all that kind of stuff, and I thought of you when he was saying that, and he thought it was me, but anyhow, so are you going to call that South Carolina net tonight?
Scheduled to call it tomorrow night, but right now I've got a conflict because I've got another Zoom meeting tomorrow night, which starts at 7 o'clock, so... Oh, I'm ducking meetings. I've got two today. No, I got three today, plus rehearsal tonight. You know, minor things to keep me busy today, you know?
Yeah, I remembered that. You're on Thursdays. Yeah. Well, that's what you get for being such an important man.
Well, Dad, I made the mistake of volunteering too much. And one of the things... involves me attending a Zoom meeting tonight, which starts at 9, my time, and probably will run for 2 hours with the folks from the international headquarters of the Barbershop Harmony Society concerning conventions. And so I get to learn a bunch of things and see what I can learn from these folks and all concerning what we're going to be doing for conventions this next year.
I would venture to say that anything before June is pretty much canceled off, don't you think?
We're looking at several different options of ways to do things. Partially virtual. Well, we do some things virtually. Our midwinter thing is going to actually be a virtual meeting. And so that'll be held in January. So we'll from there we'll go from where we're going to go there. And our district, which is North and South Carolina, we're trying to figure out how to do our spring convention, which qualifies quartets to go to the international convention, which is in July. So we're going to see what happens and go from there. And since I'm the VP of events for the Carolinas district, which is North and South Carolina, I get to plan all these events.
A truly thankless position. And ain't nobody ever 100% happy.
The thing about it is I've got a fairly good committee to work with, and, you know, they are people who have been doing this for a while and all. You know, it's a learning thing, and I will learn more about it, and that's what this meeting is tonight, because our district in 2022 is going to be hosting the International Convention in Charlotte. So we'll have barbershoppers from around the world coming to that one, and that's a week-long event up in Charlotte. And I'm supposed to be highly involved with that, as they say.
Yeah, but when you plan one of those things, it don't matter. You're going to have, and even if it comes off just perfect, you're going to have about 10% that are going to say, well, you should have or you could have done this or that or the other. I just love those folks.
Well, that's the thing. On the international, for the international convention, I don't have to do anything but be involved to provide support through our district. And I don't have to actually plan the convention. That's done by the international folks that are on the committee, and they're responsible for all of that. I'm just having, my job will be to line up volunteers to help work the week-long event, so primarily. And it does get me a free hotel room for 5 days up there.
Well, where is up there?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Come on.
Yep, it'll be there in 2022. And it's held, our international competition is held all over the United States and Canada over the years. This year, or this one coming up in 2021, if they hold it, will be in Cleveland. So, and the one last year, the one for 2020 would have been, if they had held it, was going to be in, where was the one in this year? I forgot where the one this year, but it was somewhere, and last year in 2019 we were in Las Vegas. So it moves around all over the United States.
Would have been fun. But you say it got canceled?
No, Vegas was held 2 years ago. The one this year, the one that was supposed to be held this year, 2020, got canceled because, of course, right in the middle of July, or right there around the July 4th holiday, because it always falls around the July 4th period. So, you know, we'll see what happens to it. But the one for this year, 2020, did not occur. And they did some stuff virtually. They had a virtual thing, but not like the competition that we normally have for these events.
Well, I bet you had fun in Vegas.
I didn't get to go to Vegas. That one, I couldn't afford to make that trip out there, because going out there, that would have been all on my, that would have been my nickel all the way. And I didn't have enough of those nickels to be able to go out there and do that. So, you know. It was what it was, as they say.
I hear you. The last time I went out to Vegas, man, I tell you what, you wouldn't believe what I lost out there.
Because I probably wouldn't want to know.
$1. And the reason I lost $1 is because I went and bought a $1 chip as a souvenir. I wasn't about to play their one-armed bandits or none of that junk.
My, her and her husband annually either go to Vegas or to New Jersey up to the casinos. And, you know, they do their summer. One year they go one place, the other year they go, the next year they go the other place. And, they have been doing this for about 15 years now, and for the last 10 years straight, the first 5 years they kind of broke even, but for the last 10 years straight, their trip has not cost them anything, and in fact, they've come home with a nice chunk of change every year since then.
Playing the tables, man. Man. Well, that's good. So what games are they playing when they're coming home with stuff?
Oh, they're playing some of the stuff on the tables, and they're playing some of the machines and everything around. They come home with, let's see, where did they go this past year for vacation? This year they went, I think they went out to Vegas this year. They went out to Vegas for this year, and they come home 15 grand ahead after all expenses were paid.
Well, maybe they figured out a way to do it on the blackjack tables, but let me tell you, they are in the 1% when it comes to taking money out of Vegas. I believe the percentage is like 1 to 3% actually come out of Vegas with money. Otherwise, the house wins.
As a rule, mostly they do, and all. But they've learned to do how to play, and they go out there and they play smart, and they both go out there with $1,000 each for playing, you know, plus their trip out and everything back. But they each go out with $1,000 to play with, and if they lose $1,000, they quit playing. And, you know, if they win, and they're out there, usually they're out there a total of 4 days.
Wow. Now, do they play Texas Hold'em?
I don't know what all they play. They play different games the whole time they're out there. They do play some of the slots, and, you know, in fact, 3 years ago, she hit it big on the roulette wheel. She won $10,000 on the roulette wheel, and she did that the year we were there.
Wow. Well, that's good for them. I'm the guy that, if you see me actually bet on something, bet on the opposite. You'll win. No, I tell you what, Vegas and the stock market. When it comes to the stock market, I get better odds in Vegas, and Vegas, for me, is a sure loser. So, if you ever see me in the game, go the opposite way.
Either, so that keeps me out of worrying about either one.
Anyway, I'm just about to destinate back at the house. I've been out since early this morning. I'm going to go ahead and grab me a little quick bite of lunch when I get to the house. And don't you go out and get cold today there, Rusty. Just hate to see a frozen printer.
I'll stay warm. And what were you doing out early that at 10:30 you're talking about lunch?
I'll finally sit down about 11 o'clock to get my lunch. But no, I had to get out. Yesterday evening, a customer in Newberry called at about 4:30 and said, "Oh, my machine's quit. You need to get out here." I said, "Well, what time do you close?" "Well, we close at 5. I said, "Well, who's going to stay after?" "Well, ain't nobody going to stay after." I said, "Well, who's going to lock up? Because it ain't going to be me." "Well, I don't know, but you need to get here." I said, "Well, I physically cannot get there in a half an hour, even doing 75 and 80 miles an hour. I'm at Inman." "Oh, well, you be here at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you be get this thing finished up and fixed up by the time 8:30 rolls around. We got to get our patients moving. Blah, 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 blah." I didn't know they paid the overtime rate. Hey, normal hours are from 8:30 until 5 o'clock. Anything outside of those brackets, you get double time. Well, some kid customers only get time and a half. But, hey, at $150 an hour, I don't come cheap.
Doesn't sound like it. Doesn't sound like it. Well, glad to hear you were out making a buck or two today and all. Sounds like you're getting ready to buy you a new radio or something.
Hey, if you run across anybody that has got a 857D for sale, let me know. I'm up for a reasonably priced 857D, and that kind of fits what I need to do. So, if you run across anybody with one, let me know.
Your vehicle?
Well, I'm on an 857D in my little Saturn right now, and I'm thinking I'm going to put one in another vehicle.
Okay. And I did know someone that had one for sale, but I think he already sold it and shipped it already. So anyway. And, you take it easy. Go home, have a good cup of coffee, unlax a little bit, figure out what you can do the rest of the day. Catch you later. And all, you have a good one. KN4VWA, W2T, clear.
W2T, have a good afternoon, bud. 73, KN4VWA, clear.
KN4IQ mobile.
Hello, Bill. W2T.
It's been a while since I chatted with you. Hope you're doing well.
Continuing to percolate along, as they say, and all. Pretty much watching what I'm doing, where I'm going, wearing my mask when I'm out. You know, all the good things you're supposed to do to stay healthy, you know.
That's a smart thing to do. And maybe most of us will make it through without getting sick. Well, I know this time of year, normally you're rehearsing with choirs and whatnot. Are you still involved in that?
Well, I'm involved with a lot of things to do with singing. I'm church choir and still barbershop. In fact, I've gotten more involved with that. Of course, we're not singing right now because the place we normally rehearse is kind of closed down. The church where we rehearse is kind of closed down, so we're not going there. But insofar as we're doing virtual meetings and we're doing a few rehearsals, but we're socially distanced and all that good stuff to go along with it. We're wearing what they call singer's mask, which are made for those of us that do sing and everything to help help us with breathing and all that stuff to go with it. So, you know, we're following all of acceptable ways of doing things that we can do, and just pretty much that's it. And all, I got choir rehearsal tonight. I've got free Zoom meetings today to attend. So, you know, a few things to keep me busy, as they say.
Yeah. Well, which choir is that? A church choir? You have a rehearsal with tonight?
Roger, it's my little church choir. Yeah, we have, we've got eight of us who actually go, and we wear our mask, and we sit socially distanced from each other, proper distance apart, and we can stay that way. And on Sunday, it's the same thing. We sit and we wear our mask, and we have these special singer's masks that you know, are made for singers to wear and allow us to breathe and still be socially distanced and all that stuff that goes with it. So that's what we've been doing, and just trying to stay healthy and everything. Of course, I don't think I've talked to you since I had my gallbladder removed back in September, the end of September, when I was down in Florida with my sister.
I've talked about that, and I must have talked to you maybe a couple months after you had your operation. So is everything going fine there?
Well, still adjusting diet and everything, as they say, you know. Your system's got to relearn everything, and that's what's going on right now. So I guess it's a learning process, and my system will eventually, the doctor says everything will settle out, but, you know, it's a work in progress.
I guess pork roast will never be the same for you.
Actually, it's strange, some of the things that mess me up, and it's not the same all the time. It's like the other day I had a bowl of cereal for breakfast, just good old shredded wheat. Not a problem. Had a good day, didn't bother me. Next day I had a bowl of shredded wheat for breakfast, and it tore up my stomach for the next 4 hours. So go figure. Same shredded wheat, same cereal, same milk, everything. You know, I don't know.
I've had a couple other friends that had that same operation. It definitely takes getting used to, and you have to be careful. But, you know, sometimes you can't predict it, just like you're talking about. Yeah, I'm headed over to Malden. I'm in Simpsonville right now. It's time to visit my my friend who lowers my ears every day. I mean, every once a month. I need it, I tell you. I am shaggy. I'm looking forward to going to seeing him. Over.
The lady that does mine, I'll see her. Let's see. I'll see her next Wednesday. I do it on the Wednesdays. My Social Security check comes in, and that's the, you know, the third Wednesday of every month. So I'll go see her next week and get my ears lowered and everything like that, and be ready to move on. So, of course, with mine, it's a case that she just takes and cuts it down to the to about a quarter inch high, and that's the way it stays. I just kind of keep, after I lost so much of my hair when I had the cancer, I just keep it that way now.
Well, it's probably very convenient. excuse me. I tell you, this drier, colder area has my sinuses going. It happens every year. Nothing new. And, well, I normally have my hair cut on a Thursday, every 4 weeks on a Thursday. But I don't know why, for some reason, he got away and put me on a Wednesday, which is fine. The reason normally I did it on Thursday was because I would go to the lunch bunch, luncheon. And so it was convenient to go to Malden and get my hair cut, and then I'd go on to lunch. But we're not, we're not having that. There's a couple guys that still go, but I'm not taking those kind of chances. So actually, I could go any day of the week right now. This is a pretty good time for me, just about 11 o'clock, 11:30, is usually when I have my appointments, and allows me to do everything I need to do in the morning and walk my dogs and then get out here on the road. You been doing anything with your radios?
Oh, yeah. Well, I still call nets, a variety of nets and things for the different different groups I belong to, and normally I'd have a 75 meter net tonight at 10 o'clock, but I'll be halfway through a 2 hour Zoom meeting at 10 o'clock, so that's going to kind of kill that. I've got somebody else calling that net, and then tomorrow night I got the South Carolina single sideband net at 7 o'clock, but I think I'm supposed to be in another meeting at 7 tomorrow night. I've got to get everything lined up and see what's going where, how, why, and when, as they say. Lately, it seems like every time I turn around, I've got another Zoom meeting to attend.
Okay. I wonder what that 10 o'clock net is. Is that like a Century net or WAS net of some kind? I was attending quite a few Zoom meetings, but I've gotten away from them. Sometimes it's necessary to do that because you got to get together and talk, but I really dislike Zoom meetings. I've gotten where, if I can get out of it, I just don't do them. I just don't enjoy them. So unless it's something urgent, I just don't do it. I mean, it's bad enough doctors and all use it, but it's nice that it's available if it's something where it can't be done any other way. I don't know. Just standing in front of a computer, talking to people through a computer, it's just so non-personal to me. I just don't care for it. N4IQ.
W2T. Well, I've taken on, you know, a lot of it is like this. The one this afternoon at 4:30 today. That's kind of just a match, a get together from the guys on our Century Club nets. And yeah, that would be a Century Club net that I have. Schedule for tonight, but I do 75 meter nets for them. I do 40 meter nets for them. I do 20 meter nets for them. And so I got different things coming up and all around. And let's see, I got to do Christmas Day. I'll be doing a 20-meter net Christmas afternoon about 2 o'clock. So, you know, things like that. But now I've taken on, with my barbershop society, I've taken on the position of vice president of events for our Carolina's district of the Barbershop Harmony Society. And we have annual conventions, both in the district, at the district level, and at the international level. And that's one of the things I have to plan and work with and everything else. So this meeting tonight is me getting with the guys from international to find out information about what's going to be going on with our conventions for this year. I mean, we've been holding them virtually, so we haven't been actually meeting anywhere for doing it. But they're now starting to come back to a little bit of kind of a a mixed meeting in which some of the meeting is virtual and some of the meeting is actually physically there. So we're learning how to do those things and keep them, keep them. So there's very few people there. There won't be anybody there to watch things. But and our district is going to be hosting the international convention in the year 2022 up in Charlotte.
I expect that is there's a lot to do with something like that. Well, it's not like you're staying busy, staying involved. That's what you need to do. That's great. And, Zoom does allow you to do things like that. So thank goodness. I bet their stock has gone up. I can't imagine. I bet they purchased a whole bunch more computing power somewhere. Or they maybe have their own servers. I don't know. I'm sure they probably do. Well, I've been working on antennas, trying to do different things. I haven't been as active on contests as I have in the past for the last 6 months, mainly because I've been working on other things. And I just got to wait for it, just get a break, too, because I was so active in it. But still active in the contest club that I belong to, but not as actually active contesting. I'm just about at my destination here, so I'm going to say 73 is to nice chat with you, catching up on the news, and I hope your recovery from your gallbladder operation continues to progress the way you want it. WU2TN4IQ.
All right, Bill, you take it easy. Stay warm out there, and be careful on the road. Catch you later. N4IQ, WU2T clear.